actually Guru Rinpoche is a real Vajradhara. Guru Rinpoche is the combination of all the Buddhas of three times and ten directions. Vajradhara's manifestation is Guru Rinpoche, and Guru Rinpoche appeared in this world, and Guru Rinpoche was born out of Guru Rinpoche waters, has preserved and has protected the Buddha Dhamma in the noble land, and also he is the one who has helped greatly to establish the Buddha Dhamma. So you can say Guru Rinpoche is one of the great master or one of the great noble being who has brought the Buddha Dhamma to his head in the language Kyanglo Chesum. One great effort and one great master and by one great king, and he is the master or the master or he is one of these three great noble beings who has established this Buddha Dhamma. 7 line supplication prayer to Guru Rinpoche is the words which the Vajradhakinis has used to invite Guru Rinpoche. Actually, in the noble land of India, there's a great university, Buddhist university called Nalanda University, Nalanda University. And at one time, many non-Buddhist scholars has damaged the Buddha Dhamma, and at that time the Dakinis has told the Buddhist Panditas that the Dakinis has asked the Panditas to invite. The Panditas replied that it's difficult to go there to invite. Then Dakinis said, "We just go up on the roof of the temple, and there you make great offerings, you display great offerings, and with incense and with symbols, and also with great respect, you should do this supplication prayer, which is the 7 line supplication prayer." So Dakinis has taught this supplication prayers to the Panditas. Then, according to Dakinis' advice and instructions, they recite this supplication prayer, the 7 line supplication prayer. Then, at that very moment, Guru Rinpoche came from the sky and seated in the middle of the 500 Buddhist Panditas, or seated as the main, or presided the gathering of 500 Panditas, and defeat all the non-Buddhist scholars by Guru Rinpoche. Guru Rinpoche defeated all these non-Buddhist scholars through scriptures and logical reasoning, and also through other way. Guru Rinpoche defeated all these non-Buddhist scholars who has damaged or who has tried to create obstacles for Buddha Dhamma to preserve. later the Guru Ji came to Tibet for land of snow and established the Buddha Dharma in Tibet. At that time, he did these 7 supplication prayers.
So from that
for us, until now, in an unbroken lineage, the 7 supplication prayers to Guru Ji have been passed down, and still this 7 supplication prayer is very well known in all the Tibetan, actually, Buddhist of water in Tibet, which has 8 qualities. The water which has 8 qualities. Qualities means it is first, it is cooling. Second, it is tasty, I think. Third is light. And fourth is smooth. And fifth one is very clear. There is no stain. Three, it will not cause you to have a stomach pain. It will not hurt your heart or to rest. Plus, there's this great church of water which has this. There's not much place. There's this great church of water, Dana Kosha. And also, the eyes of common people, this place has many qualities. And then there's a flower garden. And in the center of this flower garden, there's a most excellent flower, which is the lotus flower. Lotus flower has leaves and then pistil. Pistil of the lotus. And actually, on this there's five flowers. Five flowers represents the 5 wisdom, and in the center there's a lotus vase.
Five flowers
represents the 5 wisdom, and at the center of these 5 flowers is the red color flower, which is the lotus vase, which is the Amitabha race, you can say. Lotus race, Amitabha race. There's 5 rays, right? Lotus rays. Guru Ji was born out of lotus and has done many great activities, like the activities endowed with the most marvelous attainment. So, yes, in reality, he is none other than Buddha. So he has the attainment of Buddha, and then he has done many noble activities, same as Buddha. And he is called Dhamma Chonge. Name has spread, or his fame has been spread far and wide. The first 4 lines of this 7 supplication prayer. I think the first 4 lines shows the object of supplication. So Guru Ji is the combination of all the other than Buddha. Guru Ji himself is also Buddha or Elvajadara. So we should believe that Guru Ji is the ultimate refuge. So with such belief, with such understanding, we should supplicate to Guru Ji. So up to the 4th line, it shows the object. Guru Ji is one of the pioneer or one of the main noble beings who established the Buddha Dharma in Tibet or in the land of snow. So we can say Guru has established Buddha Dharma in Tibet, and especially there's a strong connection between Guru Rinpoche and our Sakya school. Before Sakya school was established in that area, this, where the present Sakya school was established in Tibet, in that area, before Sakya school was established, Guru Rinpoche has established four stupas. This is Sakya. Sakya can be the name of the place where there is the seat of this Sakya monastery, where there is the Sakya seat, and also is the name of this our school. So this the place called Sakya, at that place, before it was not called Sakya, but after establishing the Sakya school or something like that, then this name was, this place was given the name of Sakya. So, yeah.
To be general.
So after the school, Sakya school was established, then this name is also called Sakya. So, Guru Rinpoche has blessed this place before Sakya school was established. Also, Sakya school has strong connection with our Pran family lineage. And before Sakya school was established, the Pran lineage holders or Pran family members are following the Nyingma school. And when Guru Rinpoche first came to Tibet, one of the Pran family members called Pran Magadhara Rakshita, he received the Vajkhilai empowerment from Guru Rinpoche directly. So there's a great Dharma relationship directly with Guru Rinpoche. And since that time until now, we still have the Vajkhilai lineage, which has been passed down from Guru Rinpoche to the lineage members. So there's a strong connection for Sakya with and then the fifth line says, surrounded by a retinue of many Dakinis. Actually, in reality, this is also part of the object of our supplication, because surrounded by a retinue of many Dakinis. Actually, these Dakinis actually are manifestation of Guru Rinpoche's wisdom. So, in reality, the Guru Rinpoche and the retinues are not separate. They are inseparable. They are same nature. They are one nature. So, therefore, we can also say this fifth line also shows about the object of our supplication. To supplicate to Guru Rinpoche, first and foremost, we should have sincere faith and devotion. With faith and devotion, we should supplicate. Without sincere faith and devotion, just reciting the supplication prayer will not be a very effective prayer. We should have the three kinds of faith, which means like clear faith, desiring faith, and believing faith. With such faith and with such motivation, then we should recite the supplication prayer, and also we should two prostrations and other. It is very important to have the sincere faith or unshakable faith, which means whether we are happy or sad in our life. So whatever situation that we may face in our life, we should never give up on developing the faith and devotion to the Triple Gem, especially in this teaching. We should supplicate to Guru, actually supplicating to Guru Rinpoche with sincere faith, and supplicating to Triple Gem with sincere faith is the same in reality, because Guru Rinpoche himself is a combination of all the refuge or combination of all the Triple Gem. We should know our object of refuge, our object of supplication. We should know our object of refuge or supplication through logical reasons, not just because we love Guru Rinpoche. We should have logical reasons behind our sincere faith and devotion to Guru Rinpoche. This is an English translation that says, following you I practice. So actually, not only in the when we explain, it's not only I, actually I and others will follow the Lord or the Guru Rinpoche, and will not disobey or will follow the instructions, or will follow Guru Rinpoche, not only follow but will practice accordingly. So therefore you or the Guru Rinpoche has infinite compassion to all. So you are the embodiment of great compassion. So therefore now the meaning of 7 line means please come forth to bestow blessing. So therefore right now please bless us, bless ourselves, all the beings. Actually, we are asking, or we are requesting Guru Rinpoche to bless us, to bless us, which means through his bodies, through his infinite bodies, which is wisdom. We request to bless us. Bless us means just like the elixir that will transform iron into gold. Likewise, bless our body, spirit, and mind to become like your body, spirit, and wisdom. So to bless us in this way, we invite Guru Rinpoche to come. So it means please come forth, means we invite or we invoke Guru Rinpoche to bless us. So actually this supplication prayer is also an invocation prayer, invoking Guru Rinpoche to bless us. At the end, there's the mantra, Guru Padmasuti in Sanskrit, means heavy of qualities. Guru means heavy or quality, which means one that has so many qualities. Because of these qualities, it is heavy. So guru means heavy, or it is heavy because of these many qualities. So guru is translated into Tibetan as lama. So actually, a lama is a very high word. Normally, or usually in reality, we should not call all the monks as a lama, but nowadays we use all the monks as lama. But actually, lama or the good lama or Buddha is saying is okay, who is the one that we need to attain. We need to attain siddhi. So there's two siddhi, common siddhi and excellent siddhi, or the uncommon siddhi. So and then at the end there's a hum. Hum means to bestow this siddhi. So it means like this. So Guru Padma Siddhi Hum means we request Guru Rinpoche to bestow the common and excellent siddhi to us. So this is the meaning of
so
Guru Padma. This seven line supplication prayer, the first line shows the birthplace of Guru Rinpoche, and second line shows how he was born, and third line shows the great qualities of Guru Rinpoche, shows the actual name of Guru Rinpoche, which is Pema Chungme Shesotat. And then the fifth line shows Guru Rinpoche and his retinues or surrounding ones, which are also none other than Guru Rinpoche, because it is a manifestation or it is in the same nature. So the first five lines actually explains about the object of our supplication prayer. Actually, the first four and also the fifth one is also the object of our supplication prayer. And then the sixth line shows how we supplicate. The seventh line and the mantra, these two shows by supplicating to Guru Rinpoche, it bless our mind stream. And no, I think it shows by the supplication prayer we invoke and then we receive the blessing in our mental continuum. We receive blessing in cities in our this brief explanation on seven line supplication prayers to Guru Rinpoche. So now we'll just read this. And we should do our proper dedication. So with this, we will have a short